And welcome in, folks. We are with you live from George Ranch High School as district play rolls on. The visitors from Alief-Elsick, the Mighty Rams, make the trip south, and they come in looking for their first victory on the 2019 season. 0-4 in district, 0-12 overall, facing the homestanding Horns, 11-5. They're warm. They're 4-0 in district. They're on a 4-5 game win streak. And at this time, I'll bring in former right-handed pitcher for these Longhorns, C. Moore. Christian Moore, how are you this afternoon,
good.
Sir?
Good. How about you? Another day in paradise.
Well, the weatherman really dialed it up. Or do we have to give Tom Tarando credit for the weather also?
We'll give him credit.
The captain. And he is in earshot, so he is answering in the affirmative. As the coaches have made their way to the near home plate to have a powwow with the official umpires, I think we call them in baseball. Isn't that right, Seymour?
It is.
And an absolutely gorgeous day, a little bit of wind, but you've had an opportunity to see these recent games for the Horns. Why don't you tell me about kind of what's gone well for them early in district play?
Right, yeah. I mean, they're 4-0 in district, and that's, I mean, coming off tournament play, that's really good. Just getting really good and heating up at the right time of the season, and we've definitely seen some really good wins, and we saw some blowouts early. We've seen a lot of really good pitching from the starting pitching. I mean, last Tuesday it was, or what is today? Tuesday, so last Friday, we saw a great outing from Preston Allen on the bump. He threw six innings against a really good apparently in Dawson team, and a road game on a Friday night, and crowd was packed, and so we've really seen this team really heat up, and that's like one of those wins where it's kind of gets you over the hump. It's like, hey, this is a really good battle for us, a really good test to see where we're at in the season, and they came out and performed, and 12 hits, I think it was last Friday night, and only three runs, but the offense has been hot. They've run-ruled a few teams, and then the pitching's been consistent, and this team's really heating up at the right time of the year.
12 hits. I'm sure there's a few walks mixed in there. You're running some traffic on the bases, and that just puts pressure on the other team.
Right, yeah. Last game we saw them play is the starting pitcher for Dawson. I can't remember the name on the top of his head, but he had given up six hits in six innings. Like, every leadoff hitter in that inning got a hit. And so getting runners on early in the innings really helps out as an offense, because then it puts pressure on the pitcher to make the right pitches. And clearly George Ranch was putting pressure on Dawson last game.
Offensively, the Horns come in averaging just over 5 runs a game, 5.1 runs a game, and allowing under 5 runs. What have you liked from the Horns offensively, or who has stood out for you?
That's the thing I've been noticing about this team is there's not one guy that's standing out. It's a collection of the whole team together. There's not a guy that's going to go out there and go 4-for-4 with 5 RBIs. It's going a guy that's going to be 2-for-4 with an RBI double throughout the whole lineup, and I've noticed that is just consistency. Top 1-9 hole is there's not necessarily a hole in the lineup. Rather, there's not a guy that's a stud in the lineup.
Nick Martinez comes in leading the club, batting 450. You got three at least 400. Easton Malin batting 444, and Seth McBay batting 400. It is Gage Graham leading the team with 15 hits, but following close behind him is Jacob Wilson and Nick Martinez with 14 hits. So, as you say, they're spreading the wealth on that side of the ledger.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what is good about some clubs is you don't want a guy that's hitting 450, and that's the three hole, and the rest of the guys are sub 300. You want just like to spread it out evenly, and you have your nine hole sometimes, like you mentioned, hitting 300, and that's really good, and that's a really really good statement of how you go out each and each night and play.
Well, the Horns look to stay hot tonight. Mr. Tarando, the captain, had an opportunity to speak with Coach Kubza. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll bring you some coach speak right here on GRHSIRadio.com.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Well, we're with Greg Cubza before the 23-6A game tonight with the Elsick Rams. First of all, just so you'll know, I'm going to keep doing these pregame interviews and build a streak my own. Chris Elliott's been bragging about the streak he had with you in pregame interviews.
Well, I don't know about a streak, but when he's usually here, we usually put up a W. So yeah, let's keep it up.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna claim this one until it's over. All right. We have talked several times about winning each game as they come and that kind of thing. On Friday night in Dawson, you won the game 3-2 on kind of an odd play in the sixth inning.
Yeah, there was some mistakes that we had made. You know, base running was a big thing that we didn't do very well. But we stayed in the game. We battled. We got down. Probably should have been up early. Didn't work out that way, but the kids kept, they kept fighting. We kept putting men on base, so it worked out in our favor. That's baseball. That's what happens sometimes. And so when you can execute and force a team to, make mistakes, sometimes it comes out your way.
On that bunt, the pitcher fielded it clean, but then his feet went out from under him, and he threw wild, and the winning run came all the way around from first.
Well, unfortunately, I've seen that happen to us before, just the other night, it turned out in our favor. So, yeah, if you can get things, going your way and things, and execute plays, sometimes those things kind of happen in your favor.
You got Nathan Hamburg on the mound tonight. This will be his fourth game. He's 1-1. He's got 13 innings under his belt. What are you expecting from him tonight on the mound?
Like I've said about all the ones that have been up there prior, got to throw strikes, and we got to be able to catch the balls that are hit to us. It's consistency, pound the zone, and good things happen.
Now, the Elsick Rams have had a tough go of it. They are winless. They're winless, of course, in the district then as well. As a coach, how do you manage your team when they're consistently losing like that?
Well, these are the ones that worry me the most. Honestly, I'd rather play people that are 12-0 rather than 0-12. But you can't come in looking at it like that. You got to take them one game at a time. And, that's what I try to preach to these guys. And, at any time, somebody can beat you, no matter what their record is. So if we're not ready to play, those things can happen. So we got to be on our A game all the time.
And putting yourself in his shoes, Rick Hayes' shoes, how is that to keep coming out night after night and losing and not being able to get on top of anybody?
Well, I can't speak for him, but it's tough. I'm sure it's a tough situation. But, as a coach, you're trying to, mold these young men into something besides just sports, and you got to teach them that adversity is going to be in your life. And so the way you treat that, affects you later on. So I'm sure he's preaching that to his kids.
Coach, thanks.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hi-yaw! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio.
And thank you to the Bells. Chris Elliott alongside C. Moore for GRHS High Radio. District play rolls on again. Coach Hayes and the Mighty Rams, that just happens to be my alma mater, Elsick 89. There you go. So perhaps with me in the building, maybe they'll have a different fortune. What do you think?
Yeah, they're not the hottest team in the district, that's for sure. But no game's easy tonight, and we have a hot team versus a very cold team. But for these guys, it's on the Elsick side of things, it's their World Series. It's their state championship tonight. They want to play a team that's on top of the district, and they have nothing to lose tonight. So easy wins.
I like it. Have you thought about doing some coaching? That's a good pregame speech.
No, that's for Coach Cubs. We'll leave that for him.
Well, speaking of Cubs, he's going to give the baseball to Nathan Hamburg, his fourth start on the season. Comes in 1-1, 13 innings pitch, is looking to improve on a early season high ERA, 10.77 ERA. He struck out 8 on the season, 10 hits, and 10 earned runs. And we will set the defense behind him. It is battery mate sophomore Will Krennic. Third base, Anthony Aragoos, Preston Allen at short, Jaden Adams at second, and Shane Moore, baby brother, over at first base. And the outfield around left to right, Easton Malin in left, Jacob Wilson in center, and Nick Martinez in right. And Hamburg deals, and high gas is a swing and a miss. Coach Hayes pencils in James Packard, who is Hamburg's mound opponent, and he hits a soft fly ball out into left. No problem for Malin. He makes two steps towards that left field line, and a quick out number one for Hamburg.
Yeah, that's the most important out in innings is that first out, because it sets the rhythm of the game and gets you a little bit under control and slows down the breathing a little bit, and now you just go back to work for the next batter and throughout the game.
That'll bring in center fielder Joseph Lopez. He'll be followed by shortstop Christian Salamanca. And Angelo Ortiz in the cleanup spot playing third would be fourth in the inning. High delivery and up and in under the headgear almost on Lopez as he lays off a ball one. An absolutely gorgeous evening. Off-speed pitch from Nate, and he drops it in for strike one, a ball and a strike.
Yeah, you've seen the best of both weathers. I think last time you were in the booth with me, we were freezing our tails off. Beautiful.
We were chattering. Good pitch there. Inside half, swing and a miss. Lopez comes up empty. He's behind a ball and two strikes. Trying to get some game time weather. Hamburg off speed again, just missing that outside corner. Game time temps 78 degrees. And see if we can get any kind of breeze. Off speed pitch, catches the outside corner, and that's a strikeout. Two up, two down for Hamburg. And that'll bring in shortstop Christian Salamanca.
Yeah, and he's looking comfortable. He's getting ahead of batters, and he's hitting his spots that I've been noticing. And he brought up the off speed that at bat, and he's doing good.
Wind is 7 miles an hour out of the north northeast, which is basically coming straight down that third base line, and another good first pitch strike from Hamburg. He jumps out in front of Salamanca.
Yeah, the wind blowing in, so we probably should see no home runs tonight like last game, and ball should be on the ground, but ball's going to die like right here.
And a soft fly ball out to left. This time Malin goes to his left. Three up, three down. Quick work of the Rams takes care of, or does Hamburg take care of? We played a half inning from the ranch. The horns coming in to hit.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
And welcome back into the ranch, bottom of one. Coach Cubs' lineup, he's got Jacob Wilson in center, Jaden Adams in second base, bat second, Easton Malin in left in the three-hole. Designated hitter Gage Graham leads the clubs in hits. He's in the cleanup spot. He'll be followed by five-hitter third baseman Anthony Aragoos. Nick Martinez in right, bat six. Shane Moore at first base, batting seventh. Preston Allen, the shortstop, is in the eight-hole. And sophomore Willie Krennick behind the dish and batting ninth. It is James Packard, the big right-hander, or the medium-sized right-hander on the hill. His battery mate, Brandon Gomez, around the infield. Angelo Ortiz is at third. Christian Salamanca at short. Fernando Ortega at second. And it is Victor Rodriguez at first. Around the outfield, Charles Robbins in left, Joseph Lopez in center, and I beg your pardon, it's Joe Gonzalez at first base, not Victor, and it's Victor Rodriguez rounding out the outfield in right. So the horns look to jump out to an early lead, strike first, and Tom actually earlier pregame said this is going to be a short night.
Yeah, I mean, always would like a short night, and not the best competition usually on a short night, but you will take a short night win. And so we've seen the bats hot recently, and only three runs last game, but you mentioned 12 hits, and we've seen some run rules. So we should I should definitely see the consistency in those last performances from the offense to continue tonight.
And I hear you, but we heard Coach Cubza, and he said these are the games that kind of scare him.
Well, yeah.
The ones you're supposed to.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember times when we were playing teams like Terry, and Terry was never the best team, but we actually came out flat one game and lost to them, and they had a good player, but should no excuses for games that you shouldn't win,
so
and one of those are not.
What was your punishment for losing?
You don't want to know.
Or like,
you don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Okay, it's family
we'll keep,
show.
We'll keep that on the field.
Ball one from Packard, and he misses again up and away from fire starter Jacob Wilson, center field leadoff speed merchant. He comes in with 10 stolen bases on the young season, and Packard again missed. I beg your pardon. Count is 2-1. That first pitch was a strike.
Yeah, we've seen his speed, and it doesn't need to be the hardest hit ball ever. Just a little ground ball, we've seen him beat those out.
2-1, and that's going to dip low as Packard has started the first hitter of the ball game, and he's nibbling.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to do is your leadoff guy and get down in the count as a pitcher. And with the guy with speed, it always hurts.
And swinging bunt down that left field line as that goes foul for Ortiz. And that will fill things to Wilson.
Yeah, working the count, that's what you want as your leadoff hitter. You want to see all the pitches from the pitcher that he has to offer. And even if he does end up getting out in this at-bat, he did his job and worked the pitcher a little bit.
Jacob comes in batting 280, again leads the club in steals at 10 and runs scored at 14. And right back up the middle, no way they'll get the speedster. And that ball actually dribbles out into short center field for a clean single to lead off the ballgame.
Yeah, and you just saw his swing really wasn't even that hard. It was a contact swing, and he knew that just get it on the ground, and his legs can make things work. And now he's on first base to lead off the inning. And almost certain you're going to know that he's going to swipe that back to get in the scoring position.
That'll bring in Jaden Adams, as he has been a little bit of a late insert into the lineup, and he has made some hay as he comes in batting 318 in just 22 at-bats. So making the most of his opportunity. And the first pitch, there goes Jacob. And throw is nowhere in time. So that's a single to increase his average. And there's stolen base number 11 on the 2019 campaign.
Yeah, and you almost knew that was going to come against a guy who's kind of been slow to the plate with his delivery and with the speed of Wilson. You knew he was going to swipe the bag. But you mentioned Adams has been hot, and I've been watching him play, and he's done his job really well. And so, coaches, you do your job, coach is going to put you in the lineup.
First pitch was a ball, as was the second Packard offering, 2-0. And neither time, it's important to point out, did Adams square around the bunt there. So perhaps Coach Cubs is looking to put a crooked number up there. And Adams, slow roller to Ortiz's left, fields it cleanly, takes his time, and can't do that on the speedy Jaden Adams as he beats out an infield single easily.
Yeah, he did, and he does have some speed with him. We saw him last game lay a bunt down like you just mentioned. He did in this at bat. He did last game to lead off the game as well.
Now batting and
beat out a bunt. So I've seen him have some speed, and with a defense that really isn't the best this tonight, a slow ground ball, you're going to beat it out with speed. And you saw Wilson, they took the time. Defense was kind of being lazy a little bit, not noticing the runner going from second to third, and now you have first and third, nobody out.
Yeah, good observation as Jacob Wilson did heads-up job. He delayed just a little bit, and when Ortiz just glared at him, his first pitch, there goes Adams, and he'll stand up as swinging through the first pitch from Packard is three-hitter Easton Malin, and he's got two ducks out on the pond right now. Any sort of medium-depth fly ball will get a run home, and he comes in. 444 inside out one outs one, and it's going to be kicked by the second baseman, and we'll check the official score on that one as two runs will come across, and the horns have just what the doctor ordered as they strike first blood.
Yeah, and really the speed of the guys on base really set this whole inning up, as we saw a guy just kind of lay two really soft hit balls, but the speed beat it out. And good base, heads up base running, put him in second and third. And then all you had to do was Malin just put the ball on the ground and hit it hard to right field. And now it's a two-run game with nobody out here to lead off the first inning.
And that's an E4 for Ortega, as that's a pretty routine ball for the second baseman. And first pitch swinging is D.H. Gage Graham, and he fouls one down that first third base dugout again on three consecutive base runners to first base. Seymour, first pitch they took off as Malin did there.
Yeah, they're just setting things up. You know, if you get a guy on second base, it puts a lot of pressure on the pitcher, knowing that guy's only 180 feet away from scoring.
Packard 0-1 to Gage is going to flare into right on his horse is Rodriguez. That's going to dump in. And Malin was in no man's land, but he's still able to motor his way all the way first to third, as that was a sort of between type of ball, and Malin didn't know if Rodriguez would get there or not.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where it's between the first baseman, the second baseman, and the right fielder, and it's very hard play for each one of those guys to go get that ball, and you had to make sure that ball landed before you could take off to third base. And Malin did a good job of recognizing the right fielder wasn't necessarily there in time, and he took off a little bit early and was safe at third base.
As a pitcher, Seymour, talk about Packard, because he's not missing a lot of bats, but no one's really hit him hard. And he's got nobody out. He's given up three hits, and one of his guys kicked the ball.
Yeah, he's seen a little bit of poor defense so far to start. And as a pitcher, you really there's nothing you can do about it because you're doing your job, and you just make sure you can be consistent hitting your spots. And we've seen him. He hasn't, like you said, he hasn't really thrown any balls, and there's just been some soft contact. And he's not doing bad at all to start the game off. It's just been unfortunate.
He misses to Aragoos as, or beg your pardon, strike one to Aragoos as Gage Graham takes second base, third stolen base of the first half inning, and quickly 0-2 on Aragoos is a good pitch from Packard as he looks to limit this first inning rally, and he's still in all sorts of hot water. And the 0-2 misses. Good job by Aragoos to lay off. As it's second and third, still nobody out.
Yeah, that was the first time we really got to see the Packards' off-speed because he really hasn't had a count to throw it in.
And popped up on the infield and just into the outfield grasses Ortega. And Gage will fake a jump. I beg your pardon, Malin will fake a jump down there at third, and he will retreat. And there is out number one for Mr. Packard.
Yeah, and one of those nights tonight is a ball in the air is really not going to find the hole as much as a ball on the ground. And we've seen that early, like you mentioned. You have a better chance of getting a base hit or at least getting on base with the ball on the ground rather than in the air, and especially with the wind, too, making that die down a lot.
And that'll bring in Nick Martinez. He just leads the club, batting .452 with 14 hits, also leading the club. And he trails only Gage Graham with 8 RBIs to Graham's 10 RBIs. And first pitch swung on and missed from Martinez as he's got 2 more RBIs sitting out there.
Yeah, and he's been the most hot bat that we've seen this year so far. He had an okay game last game, but I mean, not everybody swings the bat hot every single game. But I would say he's a guy that's been probably the most consistent so far this year. But it's been consistent year so far as offensive wise.
Good job by catcher Brandon Gomez as Packard's slow hook was outside and low, and he made a block of it to keep Malin and Graham's put. This time Packard high and away, easy ball for Martinez to lay off.
Yeah, and that's the thing as a hitter. You don't want to make sure that you're getting your pitch and don't want to swing at anything that you know you're not going to do damage with, especially with runners on base.
Swing and a miss. This big hack from Martinez, and he came up empty on the slow breaking ball from Packard.
Yeah, making sure you recognize that pitch out of the hand and making sure that you're not ahead of the ball.
2-2. High. That is presumably Mr. Packard's fastball.
I think it was a little bit of a mix-up with the way the catcher kind of reacted, and he kind of reacted late of getting up and catching that ball up in the zone.
Okay, off pitch to Martinez as Packard, if nothing else, is moving quickly. And that's a seeing eye signal in the left. And that's going to be a 2-run single as Martinez's bat stays warm as he fought off a pretty decent pitch. Didn't get much on it again. Still,
I mean,
hit the ball hard yet.
Right. I mean, that was a good base hit in between the third and shortstop, and was a little bit out in front of it, but did a good job staying on it enough and getting that ball through the hole. And it scored 2 runs. And with the pressure on the pitcher, it makes it tough with guys at second and third base.
That's what you call just a good piece of hitting.
Absolutely.
And that'll bring in Shane Moore. And first pitch is upstairs for a ball. As he looks to warm his bat, Mr. Moore comes in with just 2 hits on the season. He's got decent PT. That's 21 at-bats, and it's going to be a line drive double play as Moore hit it well. Maybe the hardest hit ball of the inning. And he hit it right to Ortega's right as Martinez was off and running. The horns put up 4 in the bottom of 1. We've played 1 from the ranch. And we move to the second right here on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
And welcome back in to the ranch. It's 4-0 horns on top as they stay red hot here in district play. And the undefeated team versus the winless team. And it has started in the wrong direction if you're wearing the Mighty Ram Columbia blue.
Yeah, not the best start, I mean, for them, obviously. But that's something Longhorns need to do, and they knew coming into this game what should have been done, and is get ahead early and put the pedal to the metal. You know, you don't want to let these guys into the games, because one bad hiccup, one little inning for them could really cost you the game.
Cleanup spot, Angelo Ortiz, the third baseman, first pitch swinging, and he fouls it back to the screen. Krennic gives chase, and that's 0-1 count on Ortiz. And good idea for Hamburg as he tries to catch the bottom of the zone, comes up a little bit low, ball and a strike. And that wind is gusting upwards into kind of the 12-mile-an-hour range. It seems like it's elevated a bit as the flags straightaway left field are starting to...
Yeah, getting a good gust, and it's, wind is definitely blowing in, so that could play a factor in some fly balls that we see tonight. No balls are going to go out.
2-1 pitch from Hamburg's fouled right off the mask of Krennic. Ortiz will see a 2-2 offering here, leading off the top of two. And staring at a 4-0 deficit, Hamburg deals, and big slow hook catches the top half and freezes Ortiz for strikeout number two on the night and out number one here in the second.
Yeah, did a good job there with 2-2 count, and he hit his spot, and the Ortega, I believe his name is, wasn't really squared up for it, and Ortiz, rather, wasn't ready for it, and his timing was definitely off. You could see it because he kind of buckled him a little bit.
That'll bring in Brandon Gomez, the catcher, and he looks at another good hook from Nate and catches it again the top half of the zone for a strike. 0-1. That's going to be a four-hopper to Aragu's left. Strong throw off the bag and save. Actually, the ball came out of Moore's glove as he came off the bag. Aragu's had plenty of heat on the throw, just a little bit up the line. And contact from the runner, Gomez, jarred the ball loose, and that is a one-out reach base. First base runner. First base runner of the night. And we're waiting on the signal.
The scoring table over here is kind of slow of what to call that one. But
it's going to be an E5.
Yeah, throw kind of took him into the line, and right as Shane Moore over there was catching the ball, the runner kind of hit it out of him. The timing was really perfect, and it caused an error.
Yeah, we've seen the left side of the infield. The games I've done, both teams, not just the Horns, they seem to lay back and kind of take their time. And, I mean, these kids can get down the line in a hurry. I don't care where you are in the lineup.
Right.
Good pitch from Hamburg. Catches the outside corner, evens the strike at a ball. And a strike on second baseman Fernando Ortega.
Yeah, and if you have speed, the coach is going to find you a spot in the lineup. I mean, no matter how you get on, it's once you have that speed on the bases, it really causes conflict.
I remember as a youngster, and I didn't participate, but they used to have player tryouts at the Astrodome for, like, regular Joes. And you would go out there and you would run, and if you didn't run a certain speed, you went home.
Yeah, I mean,
they ain't looking for catchers and DHs off the streets. Softball, quote-unquote, beer leaguers, as it were.
Yeah, and I've always had coaches that say that you can't teach speed. And you mean you can teach defense, you can teach pitching, you can teach fielding, but speed's something that you can't really teach.
That's right. One-two, tapper foul. Now, again, I think I was too young to even try out when I heard about that. Yeah, I'm only 28, so that was I was like negative 12 at that time. A ball and two strikes on Ortega, one down, one on, and Ortega out in front of a high hook, and he pulls it up over the Horns bullpen out of play, and Ortega is battling. One-two pitch, Hamburg, beautiful hook, catches the inside corner, and that is a strikeout of Ortega as he's got that slow hook working here early in the ballgame.
Yeah, and that's the second one we've seen this inning with two strikes. He's thrown the hook, and he's getting ahead of counts, and he's being able to throw that in counts that he wants to, and he's definitely buckling the Elsick hitters this inning.
That'll bring in seven hitter left fielder Charles Robbins. Not much doing over there at first. There is a courtesy runner. Let's see if we can get a name on that young man down there. And that was a had a little bit more velocity to that breaking ball. Looked maybe more like a slider. For
George Ranch. Yeah, that's the first one we've really seen him throw early in the count, and he was just trying to get ahead, get an early strike in the count, kind of throw this batter off here.
For Longhorns Gear, merchandise trailer is open and ready for business.
I believe that's courtesy runner Christopher Muniz at first, number 17. The 2-0 offering from Hamburg is right through there for a strike. 2-1.
Yeah, it was down in the count 2-0 and hit his spot in the outside corner.
Hamburg to the belt. That time inside gas kind of moved inside on Robbins. And he's ahead in the count 3-1. There's two away.
Running at first.
Yeah, not something to see is a two out walk here, so make sure you get ahead.
And swing and a miss as upstairs Robbins was not able to connect. And that looked like maybe a spot where you might want to come back. It didn't look real comfortable
right,
for him on that
high. He didn't look comfortable at all. And runner will be moving here with a full count, two outs.
Full count. Muniz goes, and he goes a little bit above the zone. Good job by Robbins to lay off. That's the first free pass of the evening from Hamburg. And that now with two on and two down, that'll bring in big first baseman Joe Gonzalez.
Yeah, and just like you mentioned, and going back to that spot, and it was a very similar spot to the pitch before, and this time he didn't offer to swing, and he drew a walk with two outs. And now, like I was mentioning, is it one of these innings where two runners on, and here comes a big boy up to bat.
Hamburg to the belt, rocks and brings a good breaking ball, catches in the outside half. First pitch strike on Gonzalez. A little bit of traffic here in the second as the Horns took a 4-0 first inning lead. This time the big slow hook drops in, and Gonzalez just stares at it. Quickly 0-2. Big right-handed first baseman straightaway stance from Gonzalez. The 0-2, that hook is over his head.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. He's kind of tripped on the mound, it looked like, or something, and foot might have caught the rubber of the mound. And so Krennic's going out there to talk to him and see what's going on and probably just tell him, hey, let's throw this pitch right here and get back in the dugout.
Yeah, good job by the sophomore Krennic. He saw something didn't look natural from Nate there and said, hey, just wanted to go out there and check on him, maybe give him an extra kind of a couple extra
deep
breaths.
Hey, let's get back in the dugout or something.
Yeah. 1-2 on the way. And swing, and a half-hearted attempt from Gonzalez comes up empty. Striking out the side is Hamburg. He's padding the K-stats, if nothing else, and working on that early season ERA. We've played an inning and a half. The Horns continue to lead. They're up 4-0.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
And welcome back in. We move to bottom of two. And it is Packard still out on the hill.
Leading off for George Ranch in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, it looks
number
that way.
Two, short jump.
But we saw a last half inning for Longhorns offenses. What we really expected them is to come out and swing the bat hot. And this team just finds a way to get on base. And we've seen them, whether it's hits, walks, hit by pitches, and a little bit of everything last half inning. We saw some hard hit balls not get caught, but then we saw some balls that went right through and ended up scoring three hits, got three hits and scoring four runs to start the game off.
Good pitch. First offering to eight-hitter Preston Allen. It's 8-9-1 here in the bottom of two. Good pitch again from Packard. James Packard, he's got four runs on his ledger in that first inning. And he misses with a breaking ball away from Allen. Allen at short tonight. It's pretty much been shortstop or on the hill for Preston for most of his 29 campaign. He picks on a 1-1, flares it into shallow right, and second baseman Ortega is there to squeeze it for out number one.
Yeah, you mentioned on the mound for Preston Allen, and he's last outing and last Friday night against Dawson on the road. He really came out to play, and it was a packed house and kind of almost like a playoff type environment, and that's a really good test early in the season for district wise, is going out there and seeing how this team really is under pressure, and really the first time in district at least we've seen one of those type of games. And he came out and shoved and threw six innings of two-run ball and did his job.
That'll bring in Willie Krennic. They brought him up from JV. He's gotten 17 ABs, and he has contributed three hits, all singles, as he stands in there with the bases empty and one out. And looked like he tried to get that first pitch in there to maybe clip the jersey.
Yeah, threw it inside and almost clipped him right in the jersey, like you mentioned.
1-0 to Willie. And goodness, how that didn't hit him, I don't know.
Yeah, he's getting closer and closer, it seems like, and he's in there to hit.
Now, you can see that Krennic is crowding the plate, so maybe Packard's just looking to kind of take back some real estate. And while he's dancing around, he's now falling behind the nine-hitter 3-0.
Yeah, let's just mention is he's kind of playing cute, it looks like, almost. And next thing you know, you look at the scoreboard, and it's 3-0 count.
And Krennic squares it up down to third base, and he throws it to the backstop. And Krennic will motor around to second base as Ortiz airmails Gonzalez. And timeout for the official as they'll bring Krennic in lieu of a courtesy runner. Good luck. Good luck getting a number.
Yeah, numbers are always been a hassle with these black jerseys and maroon outing for the number, and it's kind of difficult for us to see. So we'll hear what Mr. Toronto has to tell us. We'll let him figure that one out.
I figured you might be able to recognize the guy just by what he looks like.
Yeah, I would if it was a year or two ago, but not really as familiar with you guys, the way they run anymore. But, 3-0 swinging, and I don't know if he had the green light from the coach or not. And maybe the play usually is made, but not a 13-footer at first base. Now just another runner on second base in four position again.
Packard misses to Wilson. Jacob picked on a full count pitch and hit it right back up the middle. A single, stole a base, came around to score on Malin's fielder's choice, which was an error, and the 1-0 from Packard misses low. There's a base open at first, but down four. I'm not sure if you're looking to add traffic.
Yeah, no one wouldn't really add traffic, and traffic with speed, as in Wilson, you know him, and now there's a courtesy runner at second base, so even a little bit more speed on the bases.
And that is a mystery man out there at second, as no one knows who it is. The horns tonight have the black tops, white trousers, and the numbers are black with just a tiny bit of red trim. And it is hard to see as the 3-0 misses. So Packard is careful with Wilson, as we alluded to.
Yeah, it wasn't an intentional one, but he was definitely kind of working around it as he got a little bit later in the count. But that wasn't the worst walk in the world. It's just another base on first base and really an open base. And so now it sets up a force play with runners at second and first with one out.
That'll bring in Jaden Adams. He singled and scored back in the first. And he's up there with one on and two outs. James Packard deals, and Adams hits a bullet out to center. It is going to hang up for Lopez. Tagging and going to third is the mystery man. And Wilson does move up.
And the ball actually dropped there. I think he was trying to transfer it a little bit too early, and it ended up dropping.
Wow. And that was an easy. And he was waiting on it as I was trying to look for a number on the guy who's now at third. Thinking that might be Trace Walton.
Left fielder, Easton Malin.
If he's on the roster, but I'm guessing now. And bases loaded with just one away, and that'll bring in three-hitter Easton Malin.
Yeah, interesting play, and ball was hit really right at him. Like you said, he was camped under it. I honestly think he was looking at the guy in second base because he looked like he had a read on it.
First pitch swing out into right center. It's going to drop, and again, Lopez struggles with it as two runs are in, and here comes Adams all the way around from first base. It's a three-run bloop double for Easton Malin. It's now 7-0.
Yeah, and just hitting the ball in the right spot, and with speed on the bases, it helps with a little soft hit like you just mentioned and getting three runs and clearing the bases and setting yourself up to be in scoring position to score another run.
For George Ranch, number 16.
I'll tell you this, Malin, I guess he doesn't get any RBIs in that first. He gets just one RBI in the first. So he's already got four RBIs his first two times through.
And only in the second inning.
That'll bring in Gage Graham. He singles. He picks on the first pitch. High fly ball into short right again. I tell you what, the young man has been super busy. His second baseman, Fernando Ortega, he has one error, but he's also got three or four putouts. And he gets one there for out number two as Gage shoots it straight up the chute. And
next
he's
batter
out
the Longhorn
just the first time tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned that he's had a lot of action over there, and he's doing his job. And then these hitters they see the ball, they're a little bit antsy, want to hit the ball as far as they can and getting just a little bit under it.
And that's a balk as Malin was dancing off first. Did we ever get a number on who scored the run? It was 10. That is Jaton that scored. That's the mystery man.
Yeah, I just took him to score so we could see his number.
That's right. Just bring him around. We'll get the number. Good slow breaking ball from Packard, but just high. And Aragoos was the first out of the ball game for Packard as he popped out to Ortega. And the one was in the dirt, and here comes Malin as he'll score easily on the wild pitch. And that is run number 8.
Yeah, and like you just mentioned, him being at second base, kind of dancing and getting the Packard's head a little bit, forced the balk and got him to third base, and then just one pitch in the dirt, and now he's scoring.
Yeah, balk and a wild pitch is not what the doctor ordered for the Mighty Rams and James Packard. 2-0 pitch to Aragoos is tapped foul back towards the horns on deck circle. Aragoos looking to join the hit parade as it's just he, Moore, and Allen and Krennic are waiting to join the parade. The 2-1, I beg your pardon, misses in the dirt.
Yeah, but they're doing their job, and like we mentioned, come out. Don't want to come out flat and come out swinging and making the plays happen. And like we were saying, is they've had four hits, eight runs, and four in each inning. So just keep the train rolling, really.
And it does roll on as a five-pitch walk to Aragoos will bring in the hot, red-hot hitting Nick Martinez.
Next batter, number 18, right fielder Nick Martinez.
He singled and was doubled off to end the first on the Shane Moore line drive to Ortega. I mean, that dude's been busy.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a hit and run or just a straight steal, and Shane ended up swinging on it, but it was unfortunate right at the second baseman.
Ortega's already had five chances.
Wow.
He converted four of the five as Packard, and there's only five outs. So, as I say, he's been busy. And the first pitch missing to Martinez. And Packard deals the 1-0. Good break to that slow hook. And Martinez way out in front, swinging a miss.
Yeah, just a little bit early, like you just said. And just one hitting the ball a mile here.
And three hopper to the shortstop, goes down to get it, and throws to Ortega for the 6-4 ground out. We have played two. The horns put a pair of fours on the board in each of the first two innings. It's 8-0.
Oh,
Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
And thank you, Mr. Dolan, as we move to the top of inning number three. It is all horns all the time as Hamburg's in cruise control. He struck out four batters in the first two innings. And he will start off the top of three against nine-hitter right fielder Victor Rodriguez.
Leading off for Elsick High School.
Yeah, first, the last inning, the first inning we saw him really three up, three down, kind of controlled it. Second inning he ended up striking out the side, but really had a little bit of traffic on the bases. But clean inning all in all and put up zero the first two innings.
Yeah, the strikeout, the big equalizer, is able to pitch around an error and a walk in that top of the second inning. And his first pitch to Rodriguez is a easy fly ball behind the plate. And basket catch from Willie Krennic. No problemo. One pitch, one out here in the top of the third.
Yeah, I kind of made a basket catch on it and wasn't, I don't know if he didn't pick it up as early as he wanted to, and wasn't really ever camped under it. It was kind of running as he caught that ball, but is an out in the scorebook. So,
you know, I can call him Willie because he's friends with my son Harrison, so that he hangs out at the house a little bit, so I can give him a little bit. I don't think that Mama Bear would be upset with me calling him Willie. Good hook from Hamburg on the inside corner against his mound opponent, James Packard. Packard with a short flare in the left. Tarando's getting jealous that I get to talk all night. And he's limited to just PA over there. And the 0-2 to Packard. Swing and a miss. Strike out number five for Hamburg.
Yeah, and he's been able to throw that curveball. That I've been saying is he's been able to control it in counts he wants to, and we've seen it in 0-2, 1-2 counts. And now this at bat, he threw three straight ones and noticed that Packard really wasn't ready and wasn't timed up for the curveball and ended up striking him out in three pitches.
And that'll bring in Lopez as he looks at a first pitch strike on the outside black from Hamburg. Not much Lopez was going to do other than maybe serve that into right field. And the 0-1, check swing, he went around, not even close. And if we can, maybe I'll wait to the second half inning to talk. You ever had those jobs? I know you're a young guy where you had a micromanaging boss. That's what we're dealing with here tonight. As I got big brother looking over my shoulder down there. And the 0-2 misses. Good job by Lopez, as that was a tough one to lay off.
Yeah, a little bit up in that way, but didn't miss by much at all.
And Nate with the 1-2 is in there for a strike. Strike three, strikes out two more. He's got six on the night. He's faced just two over the minimum. And we've played three and a half. The horns up 8-0.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Bottom of three on the way from the
ranch. For George Ranch in the bottom of the third.
As that will bring in Shane Moore, first baseman. Hit it hard right at Ortega as Martinez was off and running on the pitch. Easy double play in the first, and boy, that was Packard needed that big time.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that coin, the guy at the plate needed that to kind of cruise out in the center field for a safety.
Yeah, and just been watching the brother hit, and it's been one of those years so far, nothing really going for him.
First pitch swing again, hits it hard, and just right at the center fielder. That could very well be the hardest hit ball of the night.
Yeah, I mean, just like we're mentioning, it wasn't really a line drive, but got a little bit underneath it, and hit it right at him and didn't move much.
And Lopez made that one a bit of an adventure. Nice as the ball center. Was slicing
two,
off the bat of the lefty.
Down.
And that was probably one of the harder ones that he's had to hit or catch tonight. And we've seen some ones that he's been camped under and he's been missing him.
That'll bring in Allen. He popped out to Ortega. To lead off the second. And the first pitch from Packard's in the dirt. Kicks away from Gomez for ball one. So this job you have, you do have a micromanager or you don't?
I don't.
No, okay, that's good. But you're young yet. And the 1-0 from Packard is inside, nearly catching Allen as he backs away. Folks, mark your calendars. Coming up very soon, George Ranch High School annual fundraiser, Boots and Bling on April 6th featuring the Spasmatics, folks. Get your tickets and reserve your tables at grhsabc.com. That's grhsabc.com. That's Boots and Bling, April 6th. Pretty sure I'll be there. I need to check with my social coordinator, as that's a leadoff walk, or checking a one-out walk to Allen. And you haven't had an opportunity to go to Boots and Bling, have you?
No, I have not, but I've had an opportunity to see Spasmatics before. They're entertaining, I'll tell you that.
They are. That'll bring in Slick Willie Krennic, as I just add to it, right?
Right,
not
right.
Just Willie Krennic, as he reached on an error, hit it hard to Ortiz, and Ortiz airmailed the first baseman.
And he probably, honestly, like you just said, he hit it hard, and I don't think Ortiz knew at third base how much time he really had and kind of rushed the throw and completely overthrew the first baseman.
And first pitch swinging is Krennic, and he doesn't hit that one anywhere near as hard as last time, but he will get a clean single as it drops in front of Rodriguez and Wright. And just like that, Packard again is in hot water, two on and just one out. And we'll get another courtesy runner, and
I think number 12. I think
see a 2.
I think we see number 12.
I see a 2. And that's going to be, well, according to the captain and general manager, Tom Tarando.
We'll go with it.
That's Kelly down there at first.
First base, number 12.
But, yeah, you're mentioning is we've seen some hard hit balls not dropping the balls that haven't been hit hard at all and end up dropping. And so it's been a best of both worlds here tonight.
Wilson's got a perfect night. He swings and pulls the first Packard offering right into the Longhorn dugout. He singled, stole a base, and scored in the first. Walked and scored run number 5 in the second. And he's got two men on with one out here in the third as the Horns are already leading 8-0.
Yeah, and just adding to that would be very, very beneficial here.
Good. good pitch from Packer just stays up.
Yeah, it's been one of those nights, and one of the pitches that he's really been able to locate well without the batter swinging, and it ends up not going his way.
And that one's in there. Is it what looked like a cutter or fastball caught the upper half. Ball and two strikes on Wilson.
Yeah, and this might be the first, or second rather, two-strike count we've seen.
Swing and a miss, and that's a strikeout for Packard as down goes Wilson. I was not sure he was out, but he is out. And that is the first strikeout of the evening for Mr. Packard.
Yeah, and that's, like you just said, the first strikeout he's had tonight. And that's, even though down eight runs, it's kind of got to feel good a little bit inside. It's like, I can at least, I got one of them out of the way here.
Adams comes in. He's one for two as he reached in the second on a soft fly ball to center that Lopez just mishandled. And Adams singled, stole a base, and scored. He scored twice tonight, and he's got an 0-1. And he hits a high fly ball down the right field line. It is going to get foul and out of play as Rodriguez was on his horse to no avail. And quickly 0-2 on Adams.
Yeah, he was and with the wind a little bit, not really right now as much, but has a little bit of a gust out there towards left to right field, and he was a little bit playing in, a little bit right center field. There's no way he was getting there.
And Rodriguez has retreated as the official is, or the umpire is called time. Something going on down near that first base line. They get a ball out of play, and we're ready to roll as Packard digs in, as does Adams. Two on, two out. And an 0-2 from the stretch, and that moves away and down as Adams looks at ball one.
Yeah, and this might be the first clean inning we've seen from Packard, so if the Longhorn offense base hit, and that does not happen here.
1-2 in the dirt. Good job by Adams to lay off.
Yeah, he's making sure he gets the pitch that he wants to hit. And he's not reaching out and buying or swinging at a ball that's really a strike rather than a ball.
Dawson faces Aleef Taylor tonight as a high pitch was laid off and just staying high will fill it to Adams. So the base runners will be on the move with a full count and two away. Hastings is at Pearland. And Strake is at Brazoswood. Bullet from Adams to Salamaca's right. He keeps it in the infield. Actually, no, he doesn't. It gets into the outfield grass. Coming around to score is Kelly. And that is going to be a single, as that was to Salamaca's right in the hole. No chance he would get the speedy Adams. And run number nine comes across the pay station. And Coach Adams is taking a stroll out of that first base dugout. I'm not sure if he had Packard on a pitch count. As you mentioned, he nearly had a clean card here in this half inning, and he is going to go to the pen. We will take a break and sort it out. A run is in. There's two away. The Horns lead at 9-0. We'll get you the pitch and change on the other side right here on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Just the one.
And welcome back in as the pitching change for Coach Hayes is the person of number 11, Kareem Alexander, the senior outfielder and pitcher, 5'11", 140. And the lanky right-hander is looking to pinch off a rally here, a two-out rally. as Shane Moore led off the inning with a line drive out to center for out number one, a walk by Allen. Flare into right, single from Krennic, a strikeout of Wilson, and then a hard hit ground ball in the hole on the left side from Adams, plated Allen, and courtesy runner Kelly's down at third. Adams is at first, at least for the moment, and coming in to hit is Easton Malin, and he will face Alexander.
Yeah, and that closes the book on Packard, at least for now. He's responsible for runners at first and third, but as pitching-wise, he's done for the night, and he did give up 9 runs, but he really only had a couple of hard-hit balls on him, and he didn't walk very much, and he was just around the zone, and Longhorn offense was hitting it tonight. Finding ways to get on. Defense really wasn't backing him up at all.
Yeah, we'll try and close the book on Packard after this sequence.
Left fielder, Easton Malin.
And that'll bring in Malin. He reached on an error in the first, scored run number 3. He had a bloop 3-run double in the second. He's got 4 RBIs in his first 2 plate appearances. And he's creeping up near the club lead as Graham came in with 10. I think Graham got one or 2 in the first. Chickadee got 1 in the first. And that first Alexander pitch is away from Malin for ball 1.
Yeah, you're mentioning it. It's how often does a guy have 3 at-bats and 3 innings and RBIs in all of them?
So he's going to need some 2-out magic here as he's ahead 1-0. Adams, you got to think. And high ball is going to bounce up over the third baseman's glove and into left field. And that is at least 1 RBI as Adams is going to hold on at third. And that's back-to-back doubles off the bat of Easton Malin. He's got 5 RBI on the evening. And it is 10-0 George Ranch.
Yeah, and he's hitting the ball hard and he's feeling good. And he has, like you just said, 3 innings in a row to lead off this game and has RBIs in each of them. So he's feeling good at the plate. That's needless to say.
Gage Graham.
So Gage Graham looking to stake claim to his RBI lead as Malin is just now 1 RBI on the season behind him and came in with 16 fewer at-bats. And the first pitch from Alexander as he hung on a bit too long and it went well wide to the right-handed batting designated hitter Gage Graham as David Reed's in the house, as I name drop again. Good slow breaking ball, and Gage hammers it out into right center, and he is going to pick up 2 more RBIs as the ball's mishandled out in right and heads up base running from Gage. As he definitely heard me back here, and he's got 3 RBIs of his own tonight.
Yeah, and he's hit the ball hard right center field, and good base running by him as he saw the right fielder kind of bobble it, a little juggle action out in right field, and he picked up an extra 90 feet off the misplay.
At the plate for George Ranch,
a single and an error.
Third baseman, Anthony Aragoose.
That'll bring in Aragoose. He is 0-for-1 on the night. Popped his second in the first and walked in the second. It's Gage hanging out, dancing around at second base. Relief pitcher Kareem Alexander looking to get off the hook here as Aragoose taps a slow bouncer down that third base line and out of play. Or foul, I should say.
Yeah, and it looks like almost an inning where the Longhorns really were going to have a clean inning. And you look up, a hit here, a hit there, and they have 4 runs again.
All with 2 outs. And the 0-1 is cut on and fouled away from Aragoose. We are in the bottom of 3. It's 12-0. The horns on top. Alexander deals. Aragoose. Soft pop-up in the infield. Salamanca is under it, and he does squeeze it for a merciful out number 3. If you're a Mighty Rams fan, which I guess I technically have to have some affiliation with the Rams, and the Rams do trail it. It's 12-0. We go to the top of the 4th right here on GRHSIRadio.com.
We're hilarious varsity dance
Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
And welcome back into the ranch as we move to the top of inning number four. Coach Kubza has made some changes around the infield. It looks like that's Maida at first, Fuqua at second. Adams moves over to shortstop. Not sure who we have at third. And we appear to have a new left fielder as well. And we're going to have to try to sort this out. Unfortunately, folks, we can't see numbers. And therefore, we can't tell you who's who without Seymour and I can recognize Fuqua and Maida just because we've known them.
Right. I mean, these numbers are just, I've always heard from years in the past and just wearing them. It's maroon numbers with black jerseys doesn't go well at all. I mean, it looks good, but as a fan of the game, and you really can't tell who's in who without knowing if the way that how they walk and stuff like that, but. As people like us, we can't really tell and give y'all a word on who's out there.
Hamburg misses with the first pitch, and then the home plate umpire went out to hand deliver a new baseball, and maybe not sure what that was about.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I can think of is really is I know sometimes as a pitcher, if a foul ball hits the umpire, the catcher goes out there and gives the word to the – kind of gives the umpire a little breather and let him know, hey, I got you. Take your time on this one. So I think sometimes umpires back them up on that and do it for the catcher. If they hit one off their hand or something, he lets them know. The catcher respects the umpire as much as the umpire will respect the catcher. And that's the beauty of the game.
The 1-0 in for a strike and good slow breaking ball from Hamburg on the 1-1 is now 1-2 on Salamanca. And Salamanca inside out one towards the right field line, and it's going to be a foul ball. As it was Nick Martinez out there, that is not Nick Martinez out there. As that young man is about probably 4 or 5 inches shorter than Nick Martinez. And it may be Brandon Kostelnik out in right. As we again are just guessing right now. And the 1-2 from Nate. High breaking ball just missing. Salamanca had a notion.
But this wasn't him. This was a different girl. I will be making a name of this, but if you see his face, you probably know him. And the
2-2 is in there. Full count to Salamanca. Swings and fouls it right up over our heads.
And I'm just like, no, we riding.
Yeah, and he's doing his job here. He's doing his job here, and he's staying alive. We saw him get down early in the count, but he's not letting Hamburg throw any balls by him right here. He's making contact and fouling balls off.
And Hamburg misses with the 3-2. And that is a lead-off walk for Salamanca. And you know Nate's got to be pretty frustrated by that.
Third baseman,
second walk issued on the evening, and that'll bring in cleanup hitter third baseman Angelo Ortiz.
Yeah, you never want to walk the leadoff batter. As I mean, I know it is a 12-0 game, but just the mindset is going later on in other games forward is you don't want to get that leadoff guy on base.
This is with the first pitch to Ortiz. 1-0, Hamburg. To the belt, kicks and delivers, swing and a miss. Has good inside gas on Ortiz. Ball and a strike. Not much doing over at first with Salamanca as they trail by 12. And a good slow hook from Nate drops in. Strike 2, 1-2.
Now hitting for George Ranch, 20, Nevada Dolman.
And Hamburg upstairs. Ortiz laying off. And the 2-2 misses, so Hamburg not efficient here in the top of the fourth as he's gone full to the first two hitters here in the fourth.
Yeah, the first time we've really seen him kind of fall behind batters.
And missing inside. And two walks to start the top of the fourth.
Yeah, definitely not what you wanted to start off the inning with is two walks to lead off an inning, but with how the night's been going, just a ground ball gets you two outs here in double play.
So Krennic will take a trot out there and settle down his big right-hander. As in steps catcher Brandon Gomez. He reached on an Aragu's error and was stranded back in the second. The first base runner of the night. The Rams have just two base runners. Both were stranded, obviously, and they are still looking for their first hit. Double play ball. Flip it. Fire it. And got him. A 6-4-3 double play by a bunch of guys. We don't even know who half of them are right now. We think that's Adams at short. Fuqua at second. And then, of course, over to Maeda at first. So two walks, what the doctor orders at that point when you lead off the inning with two walks.
Yeah, and just like I said,
easy ground ball double play.
Just like I said, it's even though two walks to start off the inning, it's only a ground ball away from getting a double play, and that's what just happened. And now with from going from first and second, two leadoff walks to a runner on third base with two outs.
Man on third, two away. High gas from Hamburg, and Ortega cuts through it for a quick strike. 0-1. Craig Kelly is at third. So we're getting all sorts of input from the fans. Thank you, Dr. Moore, down there. Oh, quickly 0-2 on Ortega. Nate rocks and deals. Swing and a miss and tips off the glove. And that is a strikeout. Now they'll throw it down. Will Krennic high throw for Maeda? And that is going to be a strikeout, I believe, and it is. That is strikeout number 7. No runs come across. And the Rams are still looking for their first hit of the night. We've played 4.5 from the ranch. The horns on top, 12-0. Looking to possibly play add-on here in the bottom of the fourth.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online.
And we are actually still in the top of the fourth, as that was ruled a foul tip that was on the ground, so it's a dead ball right there. And the next pitch is hit out to left, where that is McVay. He goes back, and then he will cruise back in, and he will squeeze it. One protracted pitch and one quick out. That is out number 3. Now we've played 3.5, and now we will go to break and come back and see if the horns play add-on.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
And welcome back. Bottom of four. As we don't know where each guy is in the lineup. That's going to be Pearson. As he is going to be in Martinez's spot.
Yeah, and this is a... I was just thinking about this, and I've never mentioned it last half inning because we were getting the names coming across from us, but it's always good to have these guys come in for district games that really don't get as much as playing time as some of the starters do, and in case of an injury or something that doesn't go right, these guys have at least some experience under the lights on a district game, and they know what their role is on the team, and so they can come in and do their job rather than not be as nervous as they would if they got thrown in a big game.
First pitch, Pearson just jumps all over it and hits a bullet into left field for a clean leadoff single here in the bottom of four.
Yeah, that's what you want to do is come in, come off the bench, and just do your job and kind of show the coaches where you're at. And he's making the most of his opportunity here tonight.
And that'll bring in
for
Mega.
George Wrench, number 14, Ty Mega.
Maeda comes in with a pretty hot bat. He may have cooled off a bit, I beg your pardon, as he's batting 263. Does come in with nine RBIs, which was second on the club coming into the game. And Gage Graham at DH has added three more, so he's your club leader with 13.
But, yeah, I mean, you mentioned club leader at 13, and that's for, 16, 17 games into the season, and it's pretty spread out throughout the lineup.
Definitely is a balanced attack offensively here early in the season, and they've been perfect in district play, have the Horns. And the 1-0 from Alexander is a slow breaking ball that does catch the outer corner on Maida, ball and a strike. Looks like Fuquay is on deck. He will be in the 8 hole for Preston Allen, and Trent is playing second. Maida over at first in the 7 hole for Shane Moore. And Alexander again with an off-speed pitch, this time in the dirt. Moves the count to 2-1. It's Pearson over at first. He does have speed, but not sure if Coach Cubza up a dozen is going to use the running game. But nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, and it's with up 12-0, and it's at this point, you kind of want to respect the other team. You just go station to station. You don't want to take an extra bag when you could probably get one and kind of just respect them, you know.
Maida cues one to third. Two-hopper to Ortiz. Long throw across and out at first. Good play by Ortiz as he looked shaky early in the ball game, and a good play for out number one, and that'll bring in Fuquay with Pearson advancing to second on the fielder's choice.
Now batting for George Ranch, number 21, Trent Fuquay.
It should be Krennic. Yeah, it'll be Krennic next as he stays in the 9 hole and catching. Fuquay's got one on, one out. Slow pitch, and Fuquay jumps all over it, sends a high fly ball into shallow center. Salamanca juggles it, but able to hold on. And one pitch and one out there for Fuquay, and nothing doing with Pearson. And that will bring in nine-hitter catcher Will Krennic. Krennic reached on an error, scored run number 8 in the second.
Next
and
batter,
a
the
single.
Longhorn catcher, number 25, Will Krennic.
In the third, scored run number 10. So he's 1-for-2 on the night. Done a good job behind the plate. He has not allowed a hit as the catcher.
Yeah, he hasn't. And we know that the cardinal rule of baseball is
And inside again. You got to think Krennic. And that does finally catch the jersey.
Yeah, that's like, the fourth one we've seen of ball inside the owner. I don't think there's any hard feelings between the two teams. I think it's just been kind of unfortunate seeing that all he's getting pitches inside. And you mentioned he's kind of caught on the plate, and I kind of noticed it there. And with the, sometimes pitchers like to throw the inside pitch, and with a guy on the plate, clips him every now and then.
So it is Kostelnik in the leadoff spot for Wilson. He Kostelnik is in right.
Running at first base, number 9, Jacob Kaysen. At the plate for George Ranch, number 7, Brandon Kostelnik.
So Wilson's night is over, one for two. He singled, stole a base, scored in the first, walked, scored a run in the second, and was strikeout victim number 1 and only for James Packard back in the third. And Kostelnik, who comes in batting 296, he's got 8 hits, 4 singles, and 4 doubles. He's also stolen a couple bases and scored 3 runs. And he hits a bullet into left field out in front of Robbins. No chance. And as Seymour hit on a moment ago, station to station go the horns as everybody moves up one spot. And that'll bring in 2 hitter. I believe that's Adams still. He's now at shortstop.
Yeah, and you like station, like I was saying, you want to rub it in. You know they can score and
have some respect to their team.
And it's one of those mutual respect things as you have from coach to coach, from dugout to dugout on the other side of things. It's, you know, these guys really aren't the most talented out there, and we're just gonna go station, not really pushing. I mean, they're up 12-0 runs. 12-0, there's no need to have that 13th run.
Base is loaded. Adams, as Alexander deals up and in, a little chin music. Jaden. It's McVay on deck. Jaden is 2 for 3 on the night. And he hits a high fly ball down the right field line and in foul territory and out of play. He actually stays in play as it kicks off that visitor dugout. Adam Single stole a base in the first, reach on an error in the second, and scored run number 6. He singled and scored run number 11 back in the third. So a 2 for 3 night, and he's come all the way around every time he's stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, and he's hit the ball hard, too. I mean, he hasn't been one of those guys getting the little bloop singles. He's really had the most of his at-bats tonight, and he's hit the ball hard and gotten on base.
Alexander with the 1-1 again up and in as he looks like he's losing grip on that breaking ball. It's just kind of hanging, but fortunately for him, it's hanging way out of the zone.
Yeah, if it's hanging curveball, that's a little bit up. You don't want that, but rather miss way off than just a little bit with the curveball. And here's another one.
Again, same pitch as it just doesn't break and stays up in the eyes of Adams and nowhere to put him. Base is full of horns and a 3-1 pitch from Alexander as he's to the belt and kicks and deals. And it's in the dirt, and that's a walk as Pearson will trot across with run 13. Horns of plenty, Mr. Surratt down there.
Breaking out all the jokes tonight.
Yeah. So that is Pearson with run 13.
Now batting for George Ranch, number 4, Seth McVay.
But yeah, it's just good to see some of the guys that really, even you and I, calling the games, as we really haven't seen some of these guys play, and so. Not just them making the most of their opportunity, but us being able to see some of the other guys we haven't seen as much play tonight. Get the opportunity to.
It is the first walk of, beg your pardon, looks like Allen walked from Alexander in that last inning. Ball gets away from the catcher. Here comes, I believe that's Kelly, or no. Courtesy runner for Krennic. Kaysen.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the coaches really wasn't ready for. And I think I've seen Coach Gaz talking over there to Kostelnik, it looks like, and telling him, hey, next pass ball, don't be going like that, because, like we were saying, 14-0. What's another run going to have to do here?
Both runners do move up. It's McVay in the 3-hole, and he's quickly ahead in the count, 2-0. Seth is out in left. Alexander deals inside and off the plate. And that is a 4-pitch walk to Seth. And that will again load the sacks full of horns of plenty. I can't believe I'm saying that. That is Jaton, who's going to be in for the DH spot.
At the plate for the Longhorns, number 10, Brett Jaton.
And he's got the bases loaded with two away. And Seymour, he's got, if he's looking in, he's going to get some. That's a good pitch from Alexander. It's,
yeah, one of the few for breaking balls really seeing him actually locate well. And I don't think Jaton was really ready for that.
Especially for best pitch in baseball is strike one.
Yeah.
First offering to Jaton. And he's going to fist one. That's going to dump in behind Salamaca. One run is in. And they will hold Adams down at third as Jaton will come off the bench in the DH spot, pick up an RBI bloop single. And everybody moves up. And that'll bring in Craig Kelly, who is at third for Aragoose.
Now batting for the Longhorns, number 12, Craig Kelly.
I'll tell you what, folks, this score sheet is a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it's all over the place. We have a bunch of colored in diamonds on mine and
it
a bunch of fill-in names.
15-0 as Alexander throws it straight to the backstop. Adams will cruise home. McVay to third. Jaton out at second. And this is, I believe, the first lefty that Alexander has faced. As I don't believe he got to see Schmore.
Yeah, I can't remember when he came in or not.
He didn't, yeah. Because, yeah, Schmore just got two plate appearances tonight. And Alexander misses with the 1-0. It's now 2-0 on left-handed hitting Craig Kelly. Wide open stance.
Yeah, generous call there from the umpire. Looked like almost a little bit outside, but.
As the horns are threatening to bat around here, there's two down, and Pearson led off the inning is on deck. And Alexander is way off the plate.
Yeah, and he was a little bit more towards the zone as he was coming in, and it's each and every other batter we've seen him face, it's been a little bit more wild, and now it's really, he's all over the place, and I think we're just trying to get out of this half inning here.
3-1 to Kelly from the wind is in there, and Kelly hits it out into the gap in right center, and he's going to be off to the races as Kelly is around second, and he's not going to stop. Two runs are in, and that's a two-run triple. He might have had a notion to go for the old inside the Parker.
He wanted it.
And it is a full-blown rout here from the ranch.
And now my scorecard's messed up.
At the plate for George Ranch, number 6, Brandon Pearson.
Is that 19? I got 19. Oh, I beg your pardon. No, yeah. No, I don't. Kelly's still down at third. I got 18. Thank you. I tell you, this thing is like Jackson Pollock over here.
Yeah, I got 18 also.
And the 0-1 is in there for a strike. It is Pearson with his second plate appearance of the inning. He singled and came around to score run number 13. He picked on the first pitch from Alexander, hit a BB into left field, and just like that, he taps the 0-1 foul and is down 0-2. It would be Maeda next. As it has to be one of those games where, as a hitter, you're chomping at the bit to get up to the dish.
Yeah, and to just making the most opportunity you can with each at-bat, and we noticed it in his first at-bat in this inning. Pearson, just absolutely, like you said, laced one to left field.
We talked about Hamburg wanting to kind of get his ERA back in check. Some hitters may have gotten well at the dish tonight, and Pearson hits another hard-hit ball, two-hopper to Salamaca. Sunday hop, throw to Gonzalez, and mercifully that is out number 3 here in the bottom of the fourth. It is 18-0, all horns all the time.
Hey, Longhorn. Longhorns. The time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio. Woo!
And welcome back in, folks, as we move to the top of the fifth, what should be the final half inning of the evening, as coming on in relief of starting pitcher Nathan Hamburg, we'll close the book on him here in a moment, is big right-handed senior Garrett Arredondo.
Yeah, and he's making his season debut, and he's coming off an injury. And this is one of those games, like we were saying, get all the guys who really don't play that much in, but for Dondo, he's a guy that typically plays, and he's just been coming off an injury, and so season debut on the mound for him, and he's one of the harder throwers. He's committed to a college. Can't remember which college top of my head, but as a guy who's making a season debut, like I said, and this is one of those games where kind of just get your feet a little bit wet.
Absolutely. A 1-2-3 clean inning would be what Coach Cubza ordered up, and it's high gas upstairs, and Robbins a futile check swing attempt. As Dondo making his season debut, and he looks to be holding nothing back at the moment as he is coming downhill with the first two offerings to Robbins.
Yeah, and I just can't imagine how much he feels that he wants to be out there and throw all the emotions are running high for him, and so he's letting it loose.
He's probably jacked up and maybe a little bit too much so as he's falling behind 2-1. Close the book on Hamburg, 4 innings pitch, 0 hits, struck out 6. Walk 3, no runs, no hit batters, no wild pitches. A clean card, as it were, in soccer terms for the goalies.
Yeah, he came in and
he
did his job like he wanted to do and had a game plan and executed it.
2-2, and he blows Robbins away. So took him a minute to find the range on the mound, but he just sticks with the number one, the old number one, and Robbins had no chance.
Yeah, and that's what he wanted to do. We saw him a little jacked up and had a little of his fastballs going all over the place, and now getting that first out is really what's key for him. Is now he's settled in and he's getting that mojo back and he's getting comfortable, and just a clean inning for him would be the best thing possible here.
Got a pinch hitter here. This is number 24, Cesar Garcia, as he is pinch hitting for Joe Gonzalez. And the umpire is going to take a stroll out to the mound.
Yeah, Arredondo's wearing glasses and obviously clear eyeglasses as it's night outside, and glasses just to see a little bit better, and I think the umpire is questioning that or something. I don't know what the holdup is here.
And nor do I. Folks, before as this half inning is probably going to be all we have tonight, let me also, or rather again, remind you of the George Ranch High School annual fundraiser. Boots and Bling, it's April 6th,
Garcia.
Featuring Spasmatic. It is at the Fort Bend County Fairgrounds. And April 6th, again, the Spasmatics, as Dondo misses with the first pitch. Get your tickets, reserve your tables at grhsabc.com. It is a grand evening and for a fantastic cause, as Garcia comes up empty. It's now 1-1.
Yeah, night out of fun and listen to some music. Never a wrong time for that.
I'm still trying to figure out. Was he talking about his glasses out there?
It looked like it at first, and then the umpire started messing with the mound. So I'm not. But then the coach never came out to ask what's up. So I don't. Be something to ask one of them later on, maybe.
Dondo, the 1-2. That looked like that may have been his first slider we've seen, and it buckled Garcia. It missed inside.
Yeah, first curveball slider. Not sure what he throws, but it was wicked, and it had late movement, just a little bit low.
2-2 on the way, and it's in the dirt as he overthrew that one. And again, sort of a spring training type of outing, if you will, for Dondo as he.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Cubs has got him penciled in the closer spot right. Or if he is going to be a starter throughout the rest of the 29 campaign. But I'll tell you what, you add an arm with his type of arm talent to an
absolutely.
Already respectable staff, and we're on to something here. And, again, we're about to go 5-0 in district. I mean, who are we even worried about in district? Pearland?
Strakes up there. Strakes. I'm not sure if they're what their record is in district, but – from last I saw, they're up there. But like you said, I mean, that's a perfect term, a spring training type game. And I'm sure Arredondo wasn't penciled in for today, but if game 18-0, I'm going to throw him out there because he's cleared to play.
There he goes. And takes a little bit off of that breaking ball, and that time catches in or half, freezes Garcia again. Two men up, two strikeouts. And sorry, I cut you off there as Dondo erases Garcia.
But, yeah, I mean, spring training game, like you said, and he wasn't penciled in. I can almost guarantee it. But if you're cleared to pitch – there's not a better time to throw a guy out there when against live hitters on a different team rather than your own, and than a lopsided game here tonight. And
Tyreek Richardson will come in and pitch hit for Victor Rodriguez. Rodriguez was 0-for-1, a very short evening offensively for Rodriguez as he fouled out to Krennic. And Willie made a good running basket catch here. Near the screen, first pitch swing and a miss. Dondo ahead 0-1.
And he looks good. And we saw him, like we're saying, jacked up a little bit, but came out and he's after that first batter got out of the way, ended up striking out the first two batters, and he's controlled both of his pitches.
Swing and a miss, strike two. So the Mighty Rams are down to a strike. And Dondo kicks the 0-2, is in the dirt. Easy pitch for Richardson to lay off. The Rams have been just completely dismantled tonight as the total board looks like the visitor section is broken. That's not something I've maybe ever seen before. High breaking ball catches the upper half. Three up, three down, three Ks for Dondo, and that is a shining star for his first appearance of the evening. We're going to take a quick break, and Seymour and I will come back and wrap it up. Your final score from the ranch. This is not a football score, folks. Horns win it 18-0.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
And welcome back in as Seymour and I come back to wrap this one up. Total board as Elsig, no runs, no hits, and four errors against 18 runs, 13 hits, and a single error for the Horns. The George Ranch varsity baseball moves to 5-0 in district, and offensive heroes for the night. Take your pick. Easton Malin, five RBIs. He had two hits. Gage Graham, he also had three RBIs and three hits on the night. So a three, no, beg your pardon, the last hit was from Jaton. So two hits and three RBIs for Gage Graham. Now just all over the lineup. You put 18 runs up, you can't just settle on one guy.
Yeah, you can't. And you, with a night like tonight, and you've scored four in the first, four in the second, four in the third, and six in the fourth, and it's up and down the lineup. You're going to see a bunch of hits and a bunch of RBIs, and that's what's really been the year. I mean, I know night after game they're going to score 18 runs, but it's been, we've seen, I don't know how many games in district that they haven't had double-digit hits. As far as I remember, every game I've been here so far, I've seen double-digit hits from the offense, and it's been up and down the lineup, one through nine, been really consistent. And other side of things, pitching-wise, it's when we saw the no-hitter tonight, and not every night you see a no-hitter, but it's been pretty low numbers as of recently in district, rather, from the pitching side of things.
And you mentioned the no-hitter. It is Hamburg as he goes four no-hit, no-run innings. He strikes out six. He moves to 2-1 on the season. I'm not going to calculate his new ERA. Tom Tarando should have done that for me. I'm disappointed that he did not. So any final words, Seymour, before we throw it to the cyberwebs?
Just good overall game. And what Coach Kubza was saying is he knows there's some trap games out there, but his team and came out and executed like they wanted to, like I mentioned earlier. And getting them ready for I believe it's a very big game Friday night against Strake on the road. Could be wrong, but I think it is.
And that is Friday at Strake? That is correct, as we get confirmation from the captain, Tom Tarando. For Tom Tarando, Seymour, and the entire GRHSI radio crew, my name is Chris Elliott telling you again the final score here is 18-0. The Horns move 5-0. Again, big district matchup against Strake on Friday. And we remind you that it's not goodbye. It is see you later. Good night, everybody.